Good evening, everybody. This is Christopher, and this is my podcast tonight. It's July the 16th, 2018. It's 8:56 p.m. I want everybody to have a nice night tonight. It's beautiful out. The weather is pretty gorgeous. The day went pretty spectacular. I'm feeling my normal self, my usual self. Sometimes it's hard to feel so much better than that, but you know, a person's usually used to feeling and being and behaving certain ways just about almost every day. But yeah, but all right. Well, the subject I want to talk about this evening is kind of touchy, and I'm not too sure if I'm gonna hit the right points or be accurate, but I'll give it my best. I might not know everything about it, but that's okay. The subject I want to talk about is kind of on the religious corner, and it's about the rite of passage and being blessed. Yeah. You know, I'll just start by saying, when our parents decide to have us and bring us into the world, that is a blessing for anybody. And when we come out into this world, we are supposed to be blessed we are to bless ourselves, but we are supposed to be blessed by a religious leader. We are supposed to be blessed by the hospital staff and be blessed and given our rights as a newborn human being and individual into this world. So once we are born into this world, we are supposed to be given all of the rights a human being must and will and has to possess. So, well, then you look at who would give us our rights? Is it a natural thing? I mean, when we're born, it's natural to have rights, to be given rights. When we're born, it's a natural thing, but our rights are given by the United States of America, the government, the state government, the county government officials. We are given our rights and blessed by the hospital staff, the doctor who gave us birth. The local city.
Would you like to know what time it is? 9 p.m. Go do something or have something planned.
The local city police give stand by and give us our rights. It naturally. We don't have to. As far as like sign documents and everything, we are given a birth certificate. And held records by the county and the city and the United States government. So, you know, we are blessed. We are truly blessed when we're born. We're supposed to be given our blessings and our rights by our parents, by our family, by everybody I just mentioned. We are supposed to bless ourselves in our state of mind. We are supposed to live a blessed life. We are supposed to think with all our blessings and cast all our blessings upon the world that we interact with and socialize with on a daily basis. And you know, the church gives us our blessings, and depending on the your religious following and your faith, it goes further than being blessed by a religious leader in the church and your own faith. As far as, well, I'll just give you an example. Like Catholics, they have to be baptized and stuff. So, and follow through with your religious beliefs and followings with the church. So, but you know, life is truly a blessing. You know, given our rights, we have a right to be blessed in this, into this world. That is a right right there, a right to be blessed by who I mentioned earlier in this podcast. So that's one of our rights, to truly be blessed and to live a blessed life and follow our blessed dreams and our blessed ideology of how we want to live in accordance with the lifestyle we want to portray and stuff like that. So that's partially my understanding of this subjects. I know I'm right to a really good degree and to an extent. I mean, I don't think there's too much further you could go with this, being blessed and having rights. So, you know, every human being that comes into this world has those two things, or gets those two things when they're born. We're automatically blessed, and we are automatically given rights when we are born. That's my take and my understanding on this whole subject. But, you know, I never had a father in my life. I was never blessed by my father. My mom didn't bless me. I had her for a couple years after my father's death. My mom never blessed me. My family never blessed me. But I was blessed by people who stood by and blessed me. I don't know exactly know who they were. I never met them. I don't know their names. But I'm sure they're probably still living by right now too. Yeah, once we're born, it's recorded in history, and we're supposed to be given a birth certificate, I believe the birth certificate is supposed to be on file with the state and the federal government. You know, other people come along in our life as we grow and as we move along and throughout our life. And, you know, sometimes these people are a blessing to know and to get to know and to be with. Sometimes these people give us their blessings by what they do for us and what they do to us and for us. So, it's a blessing to have certain people in our lives and for those people to come along and bless us totally and wholly. So, and I'm describing basically people that are blessed in themselves and people that have rights themselves. We all are blessed and have rights, but truly people that you want to be with, who are going to support you and give you everything, give you their blessings themselves. Everybody has faith in someone or something. You don't exactly have to follow your religion, but you have everybody. I believe everybody has religious beliefs, and you could believe in God. You could believe in a religious leader or upbringing or anything about religion. You could have faith in a higher power or God or anyone of a religious stance in the church or anything, but belief, your rights, and being blessed is all part of a greater understanding of who you might be and who you are when you're born and stuff. So, like I'll just say something about me. Like I never took a religious stance and went to church a lot that way, and so I've always relied on my own beliefs and my own faith to myself, and not so much in God and the church. But I have a good sensibility in my brain. I have a good head on my shoulders, and it's gotten me far. When you believe in God or a higher power, you know that first of all, he doesn't exist, but you believe in him, and you have faith in someone that is a prime example of someone who stands the test of time forever and always, and who you could personally believe in without judgments or indifferences or anything. So let me just say that you should always look up to yourself. If you have no one else to look up to, you should always look up to yourself, and first of all and foremost, in the first place. Yeah, I never had a father I could look up to, so that's tough on me. But my family tries to do the best they can for me. But I'm too old for having to rely on and be supported by the rest of my family. So, in other words, there comes a point where you just start supporting yourself, But, and the way you go through life being blessed and having other blessed people around you who are gonna be there for you by your side forever and always is the best opportunity for a good relationship and a good life for anybody. So, I once thought that my rights were taken away from me. I don't know when I was thinking this. Younger, I had to be younger when I was thinking this, but I had been thinking this in the past, but you know, that's not true. When you're born, you're given all the rights in the world. And no, nobody took my rights away. Even in the worst case scenario, if I ever did wrong things in my life and got arrested and had a criminal record and everything, still my rights wouldn't be taken away from me. I would still have every right in the world to defend myself and use my rights in situations where I might have to use them. So yeah, so you know, it doesn't matter what you do in your lifetime. You will always have your rights no matter what. No matter what you do in your lifetime, you will still always have your rights. And you should use them and stick up for them. In bad instances and bad situations in your lifetime. Let me just say that. But you know, we all have certain rights and certain powers, and we should use those rights and those powers to make our life better when it's not going right or when it's not going good for ourselves. Yeah, so we have the power to do anything in our lifetime, to live a life that we want to live. So yeah, that's exactly right. We have all the power in the world to run our life and do what we need and want to do to live the best life ever. And we should not overuse our powers. We should not use our powers for evil or wrongdoing. It always has to be good powers, and it has to be for good reasons and good purposes. So if we do something wrong, we don't apologize, but we correct what we do wrong, and we move on, and we you know what, we forgive ourselves. We learn to forgive ourselves for doing things wrong, and just make the correction, and pray for your sins that you've made. Repent for your sins that you've made. Don't feel sorry for yourself. No. Don't feel sorry for other people. And you don't need to apologize to yourself or other people. You know. Just as long as you understand your mistakes and what you did wrong and try to correct them. And move on from them and make sure you don't do it again. But everybody's given a right to do what we need to do to correct our life, our mistakes, and what we do wrong. We're all given that right to correct ourselves, to correct our mistakes, and move on. We're all given that right to understand our wrongs and our rights. And
would you like to know what time IT is?
9:15 PM. Correct ourselves and move on.
Go do something or have something planned.
All right. Well, I think I was interrupted twice during this conversation, but I just want
to. Chris, you are so awesome. Don't ever give up, buddy.
I just want to say,
do good now, Christopher. It is the only good you're going to do. I am proud of myself. I made it and made something of myself. Think.
I'm going to say that's about it for this podcast session. And I just want to say, everybody have a great and terrific and gorgeous night. And get lots of rest and sleep. And look forward to tomorrow. I will catch everybody on the other side and the flip side. Thank you very much.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.